What have you done? You've made it to the end. The end is near. The light at the end of the tunnel.
All right, hold on. When he says yes, everyone needs to take a shot. So just make sure you have some kind of alcohol near you whenever. I guarantee you he's going to say yes at some point. You know, yes, or something. When he says that, take a shot. All right, so we're continuing on here.
Big Betty, we don't need to hear about your tunnels. Anyway, we will miss hearing your little show. Now, there is, I heard Adam say he's going to revive the Death Phone on the Geeky Gay, but I had a suggestion that you might let the old gal out there in Walnut Hills take over the technology segment, because she's had so many testicle problems that she probably knows more about testicular problems than most. So maybe
is he not going to do it
over, because you know no other show
maybe not
no other show does the technology segment. But anyway, sad to see you go, but you know, you never know when you might, dubious intention.
He's not going to do it.
Like a granny's colon. All of a sudden, you sit up in the bed and you're rushing to get it done again. And so, don't close the door all the way. Leave it cracked and leave the latch.
Oh, he's not
going to
do it.
But anyway, thank you for calling. Okay, Bella. Bye bye.
Oh my God, he didn't do it.
He didn't do it. So no one's able to take a shot for the rest of the show.
The one time ever the Big Fatty didn't say yes. And it's like, now I feel weird. It's like he should have, I think you know someone.
Oh, well. He...
And there were so many false starts in that where he normally would have said yes.
You can just go to bigfattyonline.com and download a show and you'll hear it.
I'm so sorry.
Time.
Any of you who poured alcohol, go ahead, take a shot. You don't have to have Big Fatty say yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, take
a
shot.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my God, he didn't do it.
No. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2550 of the BFO for Monday, the 6th of November, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and yes, Big Fatty, take a shot. Hello, hypodermics. Big Fatty, not that kind of shot. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, speaking of taking a shot, have you gotten your flu shot? You know, y'all, that Mr. Cackle. That Mr. Cackle was talking about how he is he's going to be elderly. He is going to need elder care because we've switched back to the standard time. Big Fatty, we fell back. We did. Y'all, did you remember to move your clocks back? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they said in the newspaper this morning that Sunday, you know, the day, the couple of days after the clock switched, that it's, they called it National Jet Lag Day. Big Fatty, I know how they feel, but Mr. Cackle said he has reached an age that now he'll be coming home from the bakery in the dock, and y'all, he'll just drive by. He'll just do Big Fatty's gonna do a drive by. No, he's gonna just drive by the Casa de Cackle. Big Fatty Casa de Cackle, and you know, he's just, y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday evening when I recorded the full right show, and y'all, old Vena, and I'm not gonna give away the surprise destination, but old Vena was and I think I may have mentioned this, that old Vena was heading out of town. He had some frequent flyer miles on the United Airlines. Yes, Freddy, they do such a nice job of helping you get off the Aeroplano, which is Mexican for Aeroplano. Yes, that's right. And but they were gonna expire, so y'all he had a last minute trip. But y'all, he's leaving early in the morning on Friday, so y'all about 5 minutes to 5 a.m. in the morning, the cellular telephonic device rang. Y'all, it's interesting. Dr. Stone had said, "Oh, go ahead and get Big Fatty to do it. He'll be awake." And y'all, I was awake. Big Fatty, talk about Elder Cat. No, I don't know why, but you know, I was stirring and. I didn't look at my phone or anything, so I wasn't sure what time it was. Yeah, it was very similar to, you know, how you get when you're going to be traveling and, you know, you just toss and turn. You don't really get a good night's sleep because you're afraid your alarm's not going to go off or you're going to miss your flight or something. Like, well, y'all, it was even the same for me, and I was just taking old Veda to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And, so y'all, it was one of those times that I had just stirred and I had just rolled back over and the cellular telephonic device, rang and it was, Herbert Freddy, and I said, all right, I'll put on my underpants. Big Freddy, you don't wear underpants. Well, I'll put on some clothes and I'll head towards the Vena family compound. And y'all, I got over there and, picked him up. Y'all, he had a large valise, yes, Big Freddy, he had to pack his snowshoe. Oh, Big Freddy, I've given a hint. We will say that he went to a snowy destination. Let's put it that way. And took him to the Aeropuerto. And y'all, he called just a few minutes before 5. And y'all, I was up, dressed, got to his house, got him to the Aeropuerto and got home. And it was about 5:35, 5:40. So y'all, yes, Big Freddy. And so y'all, I crawled back into the love chamber and, you know, I got a couple of more winks. Big Freddy, who were you winking at? No, a few minutes of sleep. Oh, that's very different. And then got up and had my brufkas and y'all, I was off to the coal mine. Off to the coal mine. Larry Clyde was off that day. And y'all, it was a nice day in the coal mine on a fright. Y'all, finished up. I'm 98% finished, maybe 99% finished with one of my projects. And y'all, I only got one more project after this one is finished before I retire. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, that is some pineapple chunks. Big Freddy, thank goodness it was gassy and not chunky. It's true. but anyway, y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. And I did come home a little bit early on for right. And y'all came home, and y'all, I took me a little nippa nap. Because I had tossed and turned the night before, y'all, I just felt it. There was a need for just the slightest of nippa naps, and so I did that. And then y'all, I got up and I went for a walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, you know, I've told you. About the houses that are being built, and it's over 90 now that are in some level of construction from foundation to finish. And but y'all, there are townhomes that are also being constructed. I think there are 5 that are nearing completion, y'all, and that will bring an end to the townhomes that they're building
in phase three of Fat Acres, y'all. And there was a total of 23 townhouses that are in that final phase of Fat Acres. So I don't think I've ever mentioned the Big Fatty, we don't know the townhouse. Oh yes, that's what you were trying to say. But anyway, did my walk around Fat Acres, and y'all, I came home and I sat on the veranda of the villa, and y'all, I poured myself a glass of sangria. I had me a little glass of sangria and some Gouda cheese. Big Fatty, you love that Gouda cheese. I do indeed. And let's see. And then, y'all, I watched some programs on the TV machine. And y'all, and the sangria helped me go right into a coma. Right into a coma. Big Fatty, there was drool everywhere. It's true. And y'all got up Saturday morning, fixed my coffee and read the newspaper while sitting on the veranda, and came in and made me some brofkas. And y'all, then I started walking around the villa and moving the clocks back. You know, I've only got two clocks that update automatically, other than the computers. You know, the computers and the cellular telephonic device do that automatically. But I've got to do, like, let's see, what did I have to do? I had to do the coffee maker. I had to do the microwave. I had to do the oven. I had to do the wall clock in the guest bedroom, and the digital alarm clock in the guest bedroom. And y'all, I might have to do the Ruby Red. I don't know if the Ruby Red automatically updates or not, but I haven't. I'll check it as I'm going to the coal mine this Monday morning and see if I need to fall back on that. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it didn't take me too long. And so anyway, I continued watching some sports ball and some other TV y'all, I'm trying to catch up on programs on my TiVo, because they back up on you. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a eat much cheese, things just back up on you. Well, that's true. And then I got on the Grin Doctor, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, okay. Yes, I know. Okay, y'all, it was a big fatty. Y'all, it was the beaver. It was the beaver full. Yeah, okay. It was the beaver full moon. By the way, y'all, I've been worried about Miss Beaver. She's kind of been absent, so y'all, I sent her. I said, I know it's the beaver full moon, but your absence has been noticed. And y'all, she reassured me. It's just been she's just been busy as a beaver. Big Fatty, that's because she is a beaver. Oh, at the cannery. And Big Fatty, a Lesbeterian beaver is super busy at the beaver moon. I guess so. But all is well. And so anyway, my gentleman caller, one of my regulars, who really enjoys the special. Yes, Big Fatty loves that special chair. Came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, it was just lovely. After that, continued watching TV programs on the TV machine. Y'all, then I had decided earlier in the day. Y'all, I took out some boneless ribs and some chicken bazooms. And I decided I was going to grill. And so, y'all, I fired up the old Smoky. Yes, Big Fatty, old Smoky. And y'all put those on the grill and just let them cook kind of slow, and then put the barbecue sauce on them, and y'all is just delicious. And you know, right before I took them off, I turned that grill up on high so I could get that good burnt taste. Yes, Big Fatty, you love it burnt. It's true. Y'all, then I was, that evening, I was on that Stick It With A Poke, little show. Y'all, the Stick It With A Poke's been on hibernation, for about a month now. And, we on there, it was me and, Gavin and Jim and David, that blue jeans guy, and old Stinkpot was there. Yes, Big Daddy, except when he had to run to the toilet because he was about to shart himself. It's true. And y'all, we've got some good shart stories at the end of that episode. So if you enjoy a good shart story, yes, Big Betty, and you'll be having those for Shart Week. It's true. Anyway, and after that, y'all, then I hopped in the Share, and then I was off to the bar. Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and his homosexual lover, John, and our new Jeremy. Big Fatty, is he on the little show? No, this is a different Jeremy. But we were all there, and yo, we just had a gay old time. Got home, and then Sunday morning, sure enough, what is that saying? Sure is something. Sure is, I don't remember what it sure is. Big Fatty, what else is new? Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you tooting. Got up, and I had my breakfast, read the newspaper on the veranda of the villa with my coffee, and it was overcast on Sunday. So I went for a nipple walk, and y'all, it was really quite nice. It was only in the mid 70s and overcast. So I went out and did my nipple walk early, about 11:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, it was quite pleasant. And then I've spent the afternoon washing my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Oh, washing my clothes. Oh, that was the other thing. On Saturday, y'all washed the sheets. So it was clean sheet night in the love chamber. And Sunday afternoon, I have, y'all, I've washed my clothes, and I've getting ready to catch up on some more programs on the TV machine, and then I'm going to call my mother. And y'all, that pretty much encapsulates my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I got an e-letter from Stacy, who used to be up there in Durham but has moved. Oh dear, Gussie, and y'all, Stacy sent me a picture of his house decorated for gay crema, and y'all, I gotta tell you, it went all out, and y'all, these are decorations that I have never seen before. Like, there's a dragon and a giant two-story ghost and a giant black cat and all kinds of stuff. And Stacy, thank you for that. And y'all, he's got just the cutest little house also. But thanks for sharing that with me. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Forum, Dubious Intentions, and Daniel Biba. What did you think about my weekend recap?
Oh, my God, he didn't do it.
What did I not do? Was there something I was supposed to do?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.